Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The state has officially provided funding to the Kenai Peninsula Borough to help fight against opioid addictions. These funds were allocated to the KPB by the state of Alaska and are the result of a settlement between the state and drug manufacturers and pharmaceutical distributors. According to a press release, approximately $58 million has been received by the state to date, with 9.5% of those funds being distributed to the boroughs.
Opiate addiction has been a big, big problem in the state of Alaska, and we're not immune to it here on the Kenai Peninsula. There's a lot of people that need help. I think that these grants are going to go a long way to help mitigate that problem here on the Kenai Peninsula,
said Kenai Peninsula Borough Communications Director Joe Rizzo. The borough has opted to provide grants to nonprofit organizations, treatment centers, and medical facilities to support their remediation efforts designed to address the misuse and abuse of opioid products. Successful grant recipients must make a strong case for their ability to treat or mitigate opioid use or related disorders and mitigate other effects of the opioid epidemic. This round of grant funding totals approximately $170,000 and will be awarded to five recipients, each receiving approximately $34,000.
This funding is going to be granted to nonprofits and the private sector who deal with this issue, and it's going to include medical providers and nonprofits that deal with opiate addiction and other addictions.
Applications are due by 4 p.m. on March 15th. For more information, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Governor Dunleavy has vowed to veto the education bill if certain stipulations are not met. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Governor Mike Dunleavy held a press conference on Tuesday in which he vowed to veto the education bill that recently passed the Alaska House and Senate unless inclusions from his previously proposed budget are not added back in. Those additions are largely focused on teacher retention by way of annual bonuses and support for Alaska charter schools and the Alaska Reads Act. The bill, which passed the House last week and was concurred by the Senate shortly thereafter, includes a $680 increase, roughly 11%, to the base student allocation, money the state gives to school districts per student, as well as extra money for student transportation and reading intervention for K-3 students. According to Governor Dunleavy, however, the bill still falls short of improving outcomes for students. Regarding charter schools in Alaska, which recent studies indicate are the best in the nation, Dunleavy says the bill in its current form is not enough and is potentially an attempt by special interests to undermine the state's charter school system itself.
Now, you would tend to think there'd be a number of folks and special interests and others saying, well, if that's working, we've got to expand that. Not really. The attempts to expand that were met with, at best, resignation and, at worst, undermining efforts to do that.
Dunleavy emphasized that unless the bill is revisited in the next 2 weeks by the legislature and provisions for teacher retention, charter schools, and reading are not put back in, he will not sign the bill into law.
We have 15 days before it becomes law or before I veto. And I made it clear that if there are not certain elements in that bill, I won't sign into law. I'll veto it.
A 40-vote majority is required by a joint session of the House and Senate to override a gubernatorial veto. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
A federal grand jury has returned an indictment charging an Anchorage man with being a felon in possession of firearms and ammunition. Christopher Nikolaski, age 32, possessed multiple firearms and ammunition. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Thursday.